Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome, everyone, to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Cassandra Jobe, the presenter of today's broadcast, which is hosted by Philip Spinga Ajisafe. He is also today's speaker. Today's discussion is The Power of the Word. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless his ministry. Thank you.
Once again, I welcome every one of us to this broadcast. Just like the presenter has just enumerated, the discussion for today is the power of the word. When I say the power of the word, that is spoken word, speech, I'm not saying the power of a word. Word, that is when we spoke it or we speak it out, has many faces. Words are powerful. Words can build up and can bring out the best out of others. Words can be toxic and dreadfully killing dreams, ambitions, hopes. When I say this, word, the power of word is very staggering. We might not take notice of word because it is our daily way of communications, but word is more powerful than daily communications. I repeat what I said. Word can build up and can bring out. It can kill and it can resurrect it. Word can be toxic and dreadfully killing dreams, ambition, hopes. Word can break down lives. What can break out? What can break up relationships? What starts and ends war? And then I want you to remember this, that God through words brought the whole universe into existence. Word is a spirit and has a personality. Now, having said this thing, I would like us to briefly just go into the origin or the characteristics of words. Without no apology, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. Now, I want to briefly just enumerate it. What this word can do. I give a powerful point to this, that word discovers our condition. Word discover our condition. And I will take this text from the Bible. The book of Hebrews, chapter 4, I will read from verse 11 through 13. The book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 11 through 13. I'm reading from the New King James Version. It reads, "Let us therefore be diligent to enter the rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account." Just as we just know, even in the political arena, there are some, they were good orators. When they speak, the way they communicate, persuade people to do something unthinkable. I will use natural phenomenon to corroborate or to establish my point about the power of word. In the sense that the Bible said, the word is living. The word of God is living. And when I say, the word discovers our condition. But by the way, what is this word? How does it look like? In the beginning was the word. And the word that we are talking about can not necessarily mean verbal communications. But the most powerful thing is when you speak it out. Even in the esoteric phenomenon, they rely mostly on the spoken word. They believe when you speak out, because your speech is life. It is two-edged swords. The power of words can kill the speaker as well as elevate the speaker. So also the listener, he can kill the dreams of the listener or as well as build the listener. That is natural phenomenon. You agree with me now that the power of the word is very, very powerful. It's not a thing you can or we can underestimate it. When we conceive, even the way we fly, the way we drive our car, it has already been conceived in the mind. And as people speak it out, and when they speak out, it could come in form of what we see in the physical world. The world pierces even to the division of soul and the spirit and of joints and marrow. You know, this is the word of God, but in the daily living, as we are living, we agree that the power of word causes a lot of damages, even in our society. In the political arena, in the churches, in organizations, even in our daily living. the power of word. How much more when we can just get the revelation of the power and the origin of that word. Remember, God spoke the universe into existence. That is in the book of Genesis. The Bible says, God said, let there be light. That is to say, word creates. Because it's life, it has the ability, the power to create. It can create good, it can create evil. And when God begins to speak all the word, even when he summoned the council of the host, when he wants to create human being, he speaks the word by saying, let us make. What am I saying now? In our natural phenomena as a human being, how do we communicate? We use our tongue to speak. And the Bible even already said it, to corroborate the power of the word, that the tongue has the power of life and death. The tongue has the power of life and death. And when we realize this thing, just like we speak the word, just like see some political parties, some political leaders, they can articulately just bring, just persuade people by their speech to lure them to believe their idea, even when the audience know that they were lying. That is power of lie, of the word. How can we just carry on with this word? Or how do we know that even we too, as a human being, we can create good by our word, spoken word, into our life? The irony is that most people do not believe that they have the power to speak life into their situation. They still believe that, oh, while my life is like this, what can I do? But they don't know that God has given them the ability of spoken word to speak life into their situation. But when you don't know and you don't get that revelation, then it becomes trouble. The power of the word. Just like I said, the word is life. It's the designer of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. When somebody wanted to get votes, he has to campaign. And during campaign, he's delivering many speeches in which he's just spoken it out to persuade people to be able to send the message in form of the word to just design their heart. And without even care for some people misled, and some critics of, or the opponents of that individual too, can come out with another fashion of their spoken word to destroy. Remember, these are human being speaking word. That's like speech, form of communication. But it is by their word. People try to evaluate their personality. That is the ability of the word. Having said this thing now, how can we that trust God can rest in the word of God? Haven't just this telling us that even in our daily living, in our society today, the power of speech or spoken word can mislead people, can distort vision, can create, can elevate, can destroy. Just like the Bible said, it doesn't matter. The speaker can be destroyed by his own word, or can be promoted by his own word. Otherwise, or he can destroy his opponent, as well as probably giving the opponent advantage over him. The power of the speech is life. But the ability to coordinate this power depends on the wisdom or the revelation that is in the spiritual way, but the knowledge of the speaker or the carefully choosing of that word. Because, like I said, when the word comes out, it could be dreadful. It could kill us. And the Bible said, the word of God now, the word of God, and like I told you in the beginning, the origin of this word is God himself. The word does not invented by any human being. The word is even older than the universe. The word is God himself, and God has no beginning. Therefore, the word, the power of the word is God. As powerful as God is, the word is also powerful, because you cannot differentiate one from each other. So relate to human being, our society, because of our time, I will not have time to discuss too much about this. When we can respect human being by their spoken word or by their speech, or we can rate people or support them based on their ability of choosing word, or by giving them our heart by listening to what they are saying. Even sometimes we know that what they are saying is unattainable. That is, they cannot do it. But because of their careful choosing of word, and because of the power of that word, he rented, he disheartened people, he suppressed us, he carried us, he made us delusional. Then we just submit. But it is unfortunate. People do not even know that the word itself, which is God, how much more when you read something about him, the word. The people we respect are just they are taking the periphery of the word, because they were able to get the wisdom and knowledge of careful choosing part of the word. But as we God. It is unfortunate that we do not even recognize the power of this world. Though in the natural life, we can say, oh, when that man speaks, you have to listen to what he's saying. When he's a good orator, you know, some people, even they will be fighting people. And because of good oration, the way they present the word, people will not feel the pain until later they realize, oh my God, so I have been deceived. Not because they just know that they have been deceived, but because of the power of the word to suppress the truth. The Bible said people consciously suppress the truth, and that is human being. Tonight, I just want us to know that we are children of the world, and the world is God. And no other world that can neutralize his word that has been spoken concerning our life, if we get that revelation, if we are able to discover and try to just put the trust, our trust in him, the power of the word. I said, the word discover our condition. The word discover our condition. The question is that, what condition are you or am I? You've had the power of this spoken word. We've listened to many presenters. We've listened to many orators. We know how we are persuaded by their spoken word of promises. But I'm now trying to draw our attention to the word himself, the curator, the word that is even bigger than the whole universe that we know. The word is from eternity. It is not invented. It is God himself. And it is from eternity to eternity. And the Bible just says that, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. I'm just trying to persuade and to let us know that even if you are being misled by the spoken word of human beings, we don't have to just sit down and accept the failure. We can go back to the word himself and search his word concerning our life. And when you know the attribute of the word, just like I said, that he builds up and can bring out the best out of the world, out of others. When you are able to know the word himself, even if some curator or creative words, let me use that, has break your heart, because he is the word that created everything by him, for him, and sustained by him, he can use his word to bring us out of our predicament. But we must know him, or we must cry unto him, just like a president that is seeking for a post cannot win without campaign. And when he's campaigning, he has to say something to the audience, to the people that are listening to him. He cannot just go and be campaigning just looking. How much more God himself, who is the Word, and by him everything is created. So I want you to just believe tonight, as you are listening, that the power of the Word discovers our condition. And when it discovers our condition, the Word himself can resurrect our dreams that have been killed by creative words. I will end this broadcast by just saying something by C.S. Lewis. He said it's concerning the word. He said, any fool can write land language. The vernacular is the real test. If you can't turn your faith into it, then you either don't understand it or you don't believe it. I will say it. Any fool can write land language. The vernacular, that is the word, the real word, is the real text. If you can't turn your faith into it, then you either don't understand it or you don't believe in it. Let us diligently seek to understand and put our belief in the Word, that is God Himself. And with this, it will discover our condition and will rectify whatever that has been going wrong. Thank you for listening for this broadcast tonight. And I pray God will give us revelation to be able to tap into the power and be experiential of the power of His Word. In Jesus' name. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. Please be sure to tune in on July 8th for another broadcast entitled The Day of Deception at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. May God bless you. Thank you.